Thunder Bay. Two items dominated discussion at Monday's city council meeting, driving a debate that lasted nearly until midnight. Council spent most of that time discussing an integrity commissioner's report that slammed the conduct of Kaun Rajni Agarwal, and a financing plan for a proposed indoor turf facility that was ultimately rejected as too pricey. Much of Monday's business was carried over from a November 6 meeting cut short by technical issues, which the city now says were caused by a hardware failure. Council's next meeting is scheduled for Monday, November 27. Agarwal docked pay for integrity violation. Council approved a 30-day pay suspension for Kaun Rajni Agarwal, responding to a scathing report from the city's integrity commissioner. The report concluded Agarwal's behavior in a summertime dispute with residents, which included giving them the finger and, allegedly, using her authority as a councillor to urge a police and city bylaw response, breached council's code of conduct. Read our full coverage. Indoor turf delay. Council approved steps it hopes will help lower the cost of a proposed indoor turf complex to around $30 million, but in the process may have caused delays that will rule out launching a build or even awarding a contract in 2024. The largest potential user group for the facility, Soccer Northwest Ontario, expressed incredulity and frustration with the move, which it says could result in unacceptable cuts to the project's scope. The soccer group argues the city's process is built on inflated estimates that pegged a build next to the community auditorium at over $44 million, far above what Snow has called realistic. Read our full coverage. Projected deficit shrinks. Council received some good news on the fiscal front, with a third-quarter update projecting the city's 2023 deficit will come in under $1 million, a significant improvement from earlier estimates that put it above $3 million. If the city remains on track for that reduced deficit, it will avert the need to draw millions from its reserve funds. Police overspending and unbudgeted WSIB costs are the primary factors behind the projected deficit. Read our full coverage. Awards celebrate youth, poverty organizers. The 13th Annual Mayor's Community Safety Award celebrated efforts by a half dozen local groups and citizens to support those living without shelter, advocate for an end to poverty, and engage and support youth. Recipients included street outreach worker John Green, Regional Multicultural Youth Council co-president Winner McQuire, the Voices of Youth Project, Poverty-Free Thunder Bay, the Expressive Arts Program hosted by Norwest Community Health Centers, and the city's People with Lived Experience Advisory Committee. Acting Mayor Kaun Dominic Pasqualino presented the awards, with Mayor Ken Boschkoff absent from Monday's meeting. Jumbo Gardens Community Center. The Jumbo Gardens Community Center, which council voted to close in the 2023 budget, will find a new life as home to a community sport group. An update presented to council Monday did not disclose the identity of that group, simply describing it as a well-established community nonprofit sport organization. The deal means the city will save the center's $31,400 annual operating cost, and capital maintenance is expected to come in at less than $5,000 annually through the next 5 years. The Thunder Bay Weavers and Spinners Guild will be able to continue using the building's lower level. Read our previous coverage.